Hello, I'm going to speak to you today about resources available from the American Bar Association tax section. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about their tax section meetings, their publications, and CLEs. These are several resources that will definitely help out low-income taxpayer clinics, will help out attorneys, and anyone else who wants to know more about doing tax controversy work.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
Today I'm talking about the various resources available from the American Bar Association section of taxation. One of the publications is Careers in Tax Law that I have enjoyed reading. It provides personal accounts of several people who are tax attorneys or various perspectives on the tax profession, and it ranges from small practice, large firm practice, state and local, academia, public service, low-income taxpayer clinics, a whole variety of perspectives on the tax profession, various people's personal stories. So I found that very entertaining. The book is from 2009, but there are several people who are still in the profession who you may have heard their names before, so I encourage you to seek out that book. Another publication is Effectively Representing Your Client Before the IRS. The seventh edition came out earlier this year. The editor-in-chief is Keith Fogg. That has 30 chapters on a variety of tax topics, especially tax controversy. I will admit I am the co-author of Chapter 5, but it's just a two-volume wealth of information available to people. And it also comes with a DVD with various recordings of past American Bar Association tax section conference panels, a whole variety of panels, various topics. So this is a wealth of information, a two-volume set that was sent out free to the various low-income taxpayer clinic organizations. If you have a set, I encourage you to make use of it. It will help your practice, especially if you deal with tax controversies. Next, I'm going to mention The Tax Lawyer. This is a quarterly publication by the tax section. It has scholarly articles. Just like any other scholarly journal, this dives deep into tax issues, various substantive issues for the tax profession that may be affecting your practice. Well worth looking at to see if there's something that can help you out. I'm going to turn to the ABA Pro Bono and Tax Clinics listserv. This is an online resource that is available through the American Bar Association website. It is open to the public, and various practitioners seek advice. They have various question and answers. It is an open forum, so that can be both good and bad. That it is open to the public, so don't be putting out personal information or anything that you don't want the public to know about, but you can get a pool of resources that can help answer your question if you're looking to find another way of interacting with the IRS and getting some answers. Also, people will put up various announcements such as job openings or publications, upcoming conferences, or CLEs like I will be talking to you about, such as the tax section meetings. The meetings happen mid-year, May, and in the fall. The May meeting is always in Washington, D.C., because that is a center of politics and tax. But I'm going to mention the upcoming meetings. The fall one is coming soon. That is in Atlanta, Georgia, October 4 through 6. That is the last one for this year. Next year, we have the mid-year meeting in New Orleans, January 17 through 19. The May meeting in Washington, D.C., May 9 through 11, and the fall meeting in San Francisco, September 19 through 21. And we also have the 2020 meetings listed on the ABA website. The mid-year meeting will be in Boca Raton, Florida, January 30 through February 1. The May meeting in Washington, D.C. will be April 30 through May 2. And the fall meeting will be in New York, September 24 through 26. I encourage you to go to the ABA tax section meetings, that they are a great place to learn about various tax topics. There are various panels provided where speakers talk at length about particular topics within the field, new developments, or discussions to dive deep on a particular area. You have networking. People are coming from across the nation to meet and gather to discuss and learn about these various tax issues. And I'll admit, a favorite of mine is there is food provided, snacks, and perhaps you can dine for a meal, or they have various receptions at this conference and other conferences I've attended. But I would encourage the low-income taxpayer clinic practitioners, the employees, to attend these different meetings. The cost for a low-income taxpayer clinic full-time employee is only $25. So actually attending the conference that's not a barrier. It's actually travel and the hotel may be an issue. But there is a scholarship available for low-income taxpayer clinic that they must be a full-time LITC practitioner and a member of the ABA tax section. They will need to attend at least 3 substantive programs at the tax section meeting, staff the pro bono booth during the meeting, and contribute a summary of one of the programs they attended to the pro bono and tax clinic newsletter. Now, this is weighted for first-time attendees or that is first-time scholarship recipients, and what they would potentially receive is a per diem and hotel and travel reimbursement for attending the conference. So I would encourage you to apply if you have not received one of those scholarships before. And some people may be saying, well, they have an issue with the cost of being a member of the American Bar Association. There is a hardship membership available that a person can submit their hardship application and receive a discounted membership to the ABA. I would also like to mention that there is a CLE series that has been going on that is geared toward trying to introduce pro bono volunteer attorneys to volunteering at low-income taxpayer clinics or otherwise provide free representation to low-income people who have tax collection issues. It is the Nuts and Bolts Collection. The first presentation was in March 2018, A Guide to Assisting Pro Bono Clients with Collection Matters. That presentation covered the following topics: an overview of the IRS collection process, how to spot issues in initial consultations, the statute of limitations concerns in collection cases, the collection alternatives available to low-income taxpayers, and the pros and cons of each option, how to access and review IRS transcripts, and an overview of collection information statements, including calculating income and allowable expenses. The speakers for that presentation were Celia Blewett, an attorney for the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic at Montana Legal Services Association, Keith Fogg, the director of the Federal Tax Clinic at the Legal Services Center at Harvard Law School, and Andrew Roberson, a partner at McDermott, Will & Emery, an ABA Tax Section pro bono attorney and past chair of the Pro Bono and Tax Clinics Committee. Now, the second in the series was June 2018, Next Steps in Assisting Pro Bono Clients with Collection Matters. That panel covered the following topics: first steps in working with a low-income client with a collections issue, the mechanics of representation, and ordering and reviewing transcripts. The moderator was Sarah Laura, the supervising attorney and director of the Statewide Tax Clinic at the Legal Aid Services of Oregon in Portland, Aaron Stearns, assistant professor and director of the Low Income Tax Clinic at the Sturm College of Law at the University of Denver in Denver, Colorado, Sori Finley, senior attorney for the Low Income Tax Clinic at the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Joshua Wu, member of Clark Hall Strasburger in San Antonio, Texas. Those panels are available for free download through the ABA Tax Section website. And we have a third workshop series panel coming up soon. This workshop will focus on situations where you have determined your pro bono client would be a good candidate for an offer in compromise. Attorneys participating in the section's pro bono programs are encouraged to participate, that the seasoned practitioners will guide participants through the process of completing an offer in compromise and provide examples of how to address some of the more complicated situations commonly facing low-income taxpayers. So I will be the moderator, William Schmidt, Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic Director, Kansas Legal Services in Kansas City, Kansas. The speakers for the presentation will be Melissa Skilleter, Low-Income Tax Clinic Director for Southeastern Ohio Legal Services in Columbus, Ohio, and Megan Sullivan, Managing Attorney, Low-Income Tax Clinic Director at the Legal Aid Society of Columbus, also in Columbus, Ohio, with Daniel Heller, Associate at Kelly Dorsey PC in Columbia, Maryland. The workshop itself is free for all ABA members, $20 for all other registrants. It will be an hour and a half on September 18, Tuesday, coming up from 1 o'clock to 2:35 p.m. Eastern Time, and available for 1.5 hours of general CLE credit. I hope that you can join us for that panel next week, but also that you would consider going to one of the ABA Tax Section meetings or look up one of the past CLEs or one of the ABA publications. These are great resources available to you that would certainly help your practice. And there are discounted resources available for low-income taxpayer clinic employees. So I think these are great resources to help you out. I hope that you would check them out. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.